Well, the man in charge of putting it all together is NBR editor Duncan Bridgman. Hi, Duncan.
Hi, Rachel.
Is this in the public interest, or is this just of interest to the public, do you think?
I think it's of interest, and you know, it is the stories behind the numbers, and you know, I think that's where the inspiration is for a lot of people to take away the stories here about some hard-earned fruits of success, and it is interesting, it is educational as well. So, in that sense, it is in the public interest.
How do you find out this information, Duncan? I mean, how much is sort of educated guesswork? How much is directly contacting those on the list? How do you compile your information?
There's a range of different ways, and we do look closely at public records, and there are certain members of the rich list who are easier to identify and value than others. Of course, if they have publicly listed shareholdings, you can track the performance of those investments. Property records is another. With privately held businesses, it's a little trickier, but there are benchmarks we can use and measure against different companies that do have those metrics available. So a few of them come down to tip-offs, people mention them, and we follow these people in the news. Some people crop up from time to time, and that way they're identified.
Do those on the rich list, or maybe not on the rich list, ever contact you? I mean, do they perhaps get in touch to tell you they're worth more or less than what you estimate, or do some perhaps they believe they should be on the list?
Yeah, that happens from time to time, and we get a few calls, and some in the past have said that they should be on it, and others have said they shouldn't. At the end of the day, it comes down to our valuing methods, and you know, we welcome any input from rich listers or potential rich listers, so we take it all into account.
You say it's interesting to read about how people have made their money. How else might this be relevant, potentially, if at all, to your average Joe blogs in New Zealand?
Well, I think it does open up the debate more in terms of the education around business. And I think we do put sports people up on pedestals. We put other people up on pedestals. But it's very rarely that we do kind of celebrate business success. And to that end, I think it becomes relevant because you've got people like Rod Drury who are helping small businesses on a day-to-day basis. They're employing staff. And it is, I think, relevant to know how they went about and sort of how they got to that point.
Last year we talked and there were certain trends that we were seeing in the NBR list. Any trends emerging this year?
We're seeing probably more newcomers coming from different fields, like different industries, and it is quite remarkable when you look through the list of newcomers. And you know, we've had a wide range from different sectors, including ones that we had thought were struggling, such as manufacturing, for example. And you mentioned the Mowbray family and their toy company, and it's just amazing to see where these ideas are spawned from.
These are really young guys, aren't they? They're in their 20s.
Absolutely.
And I think, what are they estimated to be worth now?
Well, we've got them very conservatively, I think, at $120 million.
I think it's quite a bit more than that, isn't it?
I think so. And we typically do start people off on a lower value and then, you know, I look to see a little bit more visibility along the way. But we understand it's the business is turning over, well north of $500 million. So, it is very conservative.
Extraordinary what they've achieved. Duncan Bridgman, the editor of NBR, thank you.